How do you write music for a musician whose work you've never heard, whose work no one has ever heard because there are no recordings? Well, in the case of Buddy Bolden, a founding father of jazz, it helps that one of the greatest performers in modern times grew up in his hometown, studied his work.
Well, I mean, that's my tradition. It's my instrument. It's what I love.
And, of course, can carry a tune.
Little things like dee-be-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Wynton Marsalis, one of the most decorated composers and performers in jazz, took up this task for the movie Bolden. Bolden, a cornetist, was born shortly after the Civil War and lived a troubled life in and out of New Orleans dance clubs. By his early 30s, he was in a mental asylum. So much of the movie imagines his career. An early scene shows a picnic in a public park with a tuxedoed band playing the classic music of the time. Bolden is depicted as literally parachuting into the scene from a hot air balloon, playing as he falls.
It didn't happen in real life.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm sure it's something that a manager would suggest, something of that level of absurdity. However, the dynamics of the picnic are accurate. It was John Robichaud's orchestra.
So he was a band leader at that time.
He was a bandleader at that time and a rival of Buddy Bolden's.
And they are very formal, right? What are the elements of the music that we hear from the orchestra in that scene to start, before Bolden comes?
They're playing straight American popular songs. But it's not like they played stiff or that they were musicians who didn't have an incredible musicianship. They played with a great deal of feeling. It's just they did not improvise. And Buddy Bolden represents the kind of wild, free spirit, in which he did represent an entire new way of playing music. But the tendency is to denigrate Robichaud's musicians and to make them seem as if they have played the music that they played.
Interesting, because when Bolden enters the scene and his band pulls up, and it's this freewheeling performance, you have the call and response elements people are familiar with now. But I notice you have these two songs speaking to each other in a way.
Yeah, because I have respect for Robichaud's way of playing also. I just think that improvisation was too much. It was such a new thing, and Buddy Bolden himself was such a magnetic personality and genius as a musician that when you heard his sound, it was overwhelming. It was so danceable and infectious that Robichaud, just his style couldn't compete with Buddy's style.
I want to talk about this idea of what made his improvisation so groundbreaking in that moment and why people kind of look to him as the person who was the kind of father of jazz. How striking was that improvisation?
Buddy Bolden was like Prometheus. He was bringing fire. And he also synthesized the styles that existed at that time. So he could play sweet on a waltz. He could play pretty melodies. But he could also holler and shout like a sister in church. And he was so provocative as a musician. And his hearing was so clear. And as one lady at his time said, every time Bolden played, his heart broke. So that he was the type of musician whose sound had the depth of human feeling that touched listeners, and they didn't forget that sound. That sound put a healing on them.
Is there a song you think that really showcases that spirit, where you try to really show the audience that kind of playing?
Come On Children, the first song, like in the way that I'm playing, the fanfares and the type of lead trumpet that I'm playing, I'm trying to be very authoritative and definitive. He played very loud, and
yeah.
He played with a lot of energy. I'm trying to play fanfares, which is the basic thing trumpet players do. Also hold one note to the end of my breath. I try to just the kind of extremes I feel that he probably played with. Then I try to play a good lead. It's a little kind of blues riff ditty like what they would play at that time.
I have to say, how do you do that when you haven't actually heard the person? Like, your descriptions of his music are so vivid, but we actually don't know what he sounded like.
First, I make certain assumptions. Like, first, I assume that he really could play. He was called King Bolden.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been called King. The second is I composite the three great cornet players who we have recordings of that were influenced by him. One is Freddie Keppert, great Creole cornetist, who played in more of a ragtime style. Bunk Johnson, who was a much younger man but was influenced by Buddy Bolden and played with a very smoky sound and played a very straight lead. And the third trumpet player is King Oliver. From King Oliver, you get the kind of dignity, because King Oliver played with a lot of dignity, but also created a lot of vocal sounds. So I put those three styles together, and I figured, okay, these three musicians were all influenced by Buddy Bolden, so they took an aspect of Bolden's personality to construct their playing, so Bolden could play better than all three of them.
The film also depicts all of the struggles that African Americans are going through in that period of time, especially for someone like Bolden, who apparently suffered from mental illness, right? He died in a mental institution in 1931.
Yes, he did suffer from mental illness.
And he inspired so many jazz greats. Why do you think, in a way, his history was lost to the mainstream?
The musicians knew about him, but there has always been an attempt to denigrate the greatest Afro-American figures in terms of what their actual achievement is. And then there's a lack of interest in the Afro-American community itself for their achievement. So the church's stance on jazz was always, it's the devil's music, we don't want to hear it. Black universities and institutions, when they began to crop up, didn't want to deal with jazz at all. They strictly dealt with classical music. Even in my father's time, he said he would get thrown out of practice rooms at Dillard and at Southern University for trying to play jazz. So a figure like Bolden would be overlooked.
You're such a decorated performer and artist. I know you were the only artist to win, for instance, like a jazz and classical music Grammy in the same year. What do you think Buddy Bolden would have thought of where this music is now?
I think, you know, for him to hear like Louis Armstrong's playing, or Miles is playing, Dizzy Gillespie's playing, or just so many great musicians. I can name them of all races. I happen to just name Afro-American musicians. But if you take him listening to Paul Desmond or Dave Brubeck's group, or even fantastic high school students, I think he would be proud of it, because the older musicians I knew, the older they were, the more they were proud of what had happened with the music.
Well, Wynton Marsalis, thank you so much for sharing this music with us. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Artie. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Wynton Marsalis wrote and performed the music for the film Bolden. The movie is out Friday.